Log Talk Radio.
All right, God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. I am so grateful and honored to be able to come into your homes, your cars, wherever you are on this, but it is Tuesday, to let you know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is moving by His Spirit, and He's doing some great things in the lives of so many people. And the special thing is you can be a part of what God is doing. You know, I am so honored and grateful to be able to talk to you by means of this radio broadcast to share with you the blessings of God and how God is blessing and how He's just moving by His Spirit, and He's doing great things in the lives of so many people. And, you know, despite what the devil is doing, testimonies are yet coming through. So, listen, I want you to prepare yourself for a great ride, a great year. I want you to prepare yourself for what God is going to be doing in this year of 2016. So, first, let me welcome all of our listeners on WXY Radio Station 1520. We want to welcome you. Amen. And also our Blog Talk listeners. Want to welcome you, amen, to the broadcast. Remember, you can encourage others to call in by simply calling this number, area code 347-989-0113. That's area code 347-989-0113. And we also want to welcome our Periscope listeners. We're trying to get them connected, the viewers, rather. And we just want to welcome all of you out there in Radio Land to the broadcast. And I'm just grateful to God for what He's doing. And I have a lot of things to recap, so I want to talk to you very quickly about what God is doing during today's broadcast and how He's blessing us and, amen, the miracles that we are receiving and how people are being blessed, healed, and delivered. We had a powerful service on last night in the Monday night special, The Power of God Fell. And, I mean, we had a powerful, powerful service, a powerful service. People came around the altar, and they were blessed, healed, and delivered. And, I mean, there was just a powerful service that you should not have missed. I mean, I was looking for, amen, a multitude of people. We had a great crowd last night, and people came in, amen, and they were blessed by the word. They were blessed by the word. And, you know, I just want to recap a little bit on that. But I want to share with all of my Father's children, all of you out there in the radio land, about what God is getting ready to do. Now, I want you to keep in mind the service on Thursday night. Keep in mind that we'll be back at the Courtyard Marriott on this Thursday night, and I want you to make it your plans and must to be with us in this powerful, powerful gathering. Now, we're also in a week of fasting, and we want to pray for as many as would let us know what their special needs are. So remember that we're praying for, amen, the community. We're praying for families. We're praying for loved ones. We're praying for many of you that are in need of a miracle. So this week we're going to be in a week of just praying, fasting, and believing God, amen, for the impossible. You know, there's just sometimes where you just have to believe God for the impossible. So we're going to be in prayer this week, and we're yet praying and just praying for families. We're praying for the bereaved family. We're praying for Pastor Jay. We're praying for her mother. Amen. We're praying for Deacon Mike and the children of Evangelist Diane. We're yet praying for the different ones whom are in need of prayer. We're yet praying for these special ones. Amen. So we want to keep that in mind. Well, we've been talking about praise, y'all. This is our third week talking about praise. We left, amen, from the matters of the heart, and we went right into praise because I believe that praise is important. I believe that's a part, amen, of our Christian walk that the devil wants to rob you of. The enemy wants to rob you of your praise. Now, I want you to keep that in mind before I go any further. The devil wants to rob you of your praise, okay? And we need to discuss on what it is that he wants to rob me of. All right, so, but just keep in mind, I want you to keep in mind that the devil desire is to rob you of your praise. Now, this is what the Bible said in John 10 and 10. It said, the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I come that you may have life and that more abundantly. And now we must discuss now on what it is that the devil is ultimately trying to steal, kill, and to destroy. Whatever it is, he wants to steal it, he wants to kill it, and then he wants to destroy it. So we do know that his ultimate goal is to destroy. He don't just want to take something from you and then have it exist again and become reattached to your life or a part of your life. He wants to destroy. He wants to destroy. The devil wants to destroy, amen, what the scripture is talking about. John 10:10 says, "The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and to destroy." What's he talking? Well, I know he's not talking about a house, because the devil really don't care nothing about houses. He don't care nothing about cars. He don't care about how much money you got. Do you understand? The devil ain't really trying to stop you from getting money. I don't want you to think that he's trying to stop you from getting money, because if that was the case, then the half of the people out there that are rich, they wouldn't be rich if the devil didn't want them to have money. Do you know that the more money you have, the more a mastering of sin you can perform? Do you know that you can master sin with more money? You'll be able to do more things. I mean, so he's really not really concerned about your money. You know, he don't care whether you have money, especially if he can manipulate you into doing something wrong. The more money you got, the more wrong you can do. I mean, wouldn't it hold you to Fort Lauderdale? You just leave town and go out of town for 3, 4, 5 days and come back. So the devil ain't really trying to stop you from getting money. What he's going after is what you got on the inside. That's his ultimate goal. He's trying to stop what's on the inside. So it's not the money, it's not the car, it's not the jewelry. Well, he don't want me to get my hair fixed. Don't think that the devil is trying to stop you from getting your hair fixed. He's not trying to stop you from buying no new shoes. He's not trying to stop you from moving in your house or your apartment. He's not trying to stop you from getting married. The more aggravation you have and the more you don't know how to deal with another party or another woman or another man or a person in your life, then the more he can set you off. So those things is really not his concern. He's not really trying to stop you from getting the business, because if he can lure you into wanting to make money where you start working on Sundays and not going to church, then he all for it. So you have to understand the mindset of this insane personality. He's not trying to stop you from getting things that he's offering to the people in the world. I mean, he'll be glad for you to get more money, especially if he can allow you to get money. You don't pay your tithes. You get money, and then you become grudgeful-hearted and stingy to my child. I worked a long time to get where I am. I'm not giving my money away, praise the Lord. Let Reb go get a job. So he's not trying to stop you from getting no money. He wants you to get money. Then he can manipulate you even further. And then he knows that you can master sin with more money. What you mean, master sin? I mean, it just point blank. You can master sin. I don't need nobody. I got my own money. You can walk in the pride of life. That's mastering sin. So he wants you to be in that position. But what he don't want you to do is have a praise on the inside. He's coming to steal, kill, and to destroy your praise. He don't want you to have a praise on the inside. He wants you not to have that. He don't want you to have that type of relationship with God, that every moment of your life you look at it as another opportunity to praise God. He don't want you to have praise. You remember what the Bible said? See, the devil don't want certain things to die in us, and he don't want us to realize certain things. He don't want certain things to die, and he don't want us to realize certain things. What you mean? The Bible said in the year, this is what Isaiah said. Now, this is coming, amen, as way of testimony. Isaiah said, listen to me, all of you that are listening by way of blog talk, listen, get somebody, tell them to call 347-989-0113. Tell them to call blog talk. Amen. You that are viewing by Periscope, amen, tell somebody to come in and join us, because I'm getting ready to say something. EXY, listen, I'm getting ready to tell you something. See, the devil don't want you to have a praise on the inside. He don't want you to take those moments to discover the glory of God. He don't want you to discover, because what happens is when you find a person that praise God, that's a person that's discovering the glory of God all around them, even in the midst of trouble. See, true praise is going to discover the glory of God in the midst of trouble. What you mean? Isaiah said these words, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple and filled the house with smoke. and the whole earth was full of his glory. Well, what you mean the whole earth was full of his glory? Well, he said, listen, I was talking about when Uzziah died, right? But then I noticed that God was still God. Although Uzziah had died, God was still God, and that he was still in his temple, and that the whole earth was full of his glory. It hit me kind of hard. You know, things were kind of messed up. You know, when things happen, you know, the devil want to take praise out of your mind. He want to take praise out of your mouth. But what he don't realize is when you got a praise on the inside, you'll see the glory of God even in the midst of tragedy. You'll see the glory of God. You see the glory of God in the midst of downfall. You will see the glory. That's how you know that you got a praise on the inside, because then you'll start saying stuff like, you know what? God had something to do with this. God manifested his presence in the midst of this bad situation. God began to bring things together in the midst of this bad situation. You now are a praiser, because praisers give God glory in the midst of tragedy. Praisers. Isaiah said the whole earth was full of his glory. Where'd that come from? You know, look, man, when I started, you know, I got death on one side, but I'm looking at the trees, and I'm noticed how they're made, and I'm looking at, this is the glory of God. I'm looking at the sky. The glory of God is over there. I'm looking at the grass. Glory of God is over there. I'm looking at, the dirt over there. Some dirt is black. Some dirt is white. I'm looking at, do you know that they got seeds in the earth that are just pure black seeds? They got red seeds. Do you know that they got sand seeds where sand move like it's a river? I mean, Isaiah said, I'm looking at stuff, and the whole earth is full of his glory. The whole earth. What you talking about? We weren't talking about the earth. We were talking about the tragedy that happened. No, but, you know, God took tragedy to bring praise out of me. God took tragedy, amen, to bring a praise out of my mouth. And that's why Isaiah said the whole earth is full of his glory. And see, that's what the devil want to do. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy your praise. That's what the devil want to do. He wants to take your praise, and he'll use anything by any means necessary to try to stop you from praising God. From the loss of a job, he don't want your job. He wants your praise. From the loss of a car, he don't want your car. He wants your praise. Don't you think if the devil noticed that you would idolize a car more than you would idolize God, he would let you keep a car? No, he want to take the car because he know that that is the ultimate center of trying to take your praise. So he just leave you alone. He don't want your car. He wants your praise. He don't want your jewelry. He wants your praise. Somebody stole my pocketbook. He don't want that money in the pocketbook. Spirits can't spend money. He wants your praise. Are y'all listening to me? Whatever the enemy is fighting you with is ultimately to get your praise. He wants your praise. Glory to God. Listen to me very carefully. The devil is after your praise. So now when we read the scripture, I'm getting hot, y'all. Now, it's cold outside, but I'm getting hot. Okay. All right. Now, when we read the scripture, amen, the thief cometh not, but to steal. Nikki's saying, take that big coat off, Reb, and you'll be cold. I hear y'all in there. The thief cometh not, but to steal, kill, and to destroy. I want you to keep in mind that the devil is coming after your faith. He's coming after your hope. He's coming after your trust in God. You know, he'll say dumb stuff like, if God really loves you and you really say, why is God letting all this happen to you? You know, God know, you know, he's coming after that. He's coming after your faith. Did I mention faith? Amen. He's coming after your hope. He's coming after your trust. He's coming after your belief system. He's coming after your patience. Ladies and gentlemen, he's coming after your praise. The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I come that you may have life and that more abundantly. What I want to give you is a joy that the devil can't touch. I want to give you a praise that the devil can't touch. So right now, I want to give you a protected praise. That's what I want to talk about right now, a protected praise. See, some of y'all right now, you're praising God, but you have not stepped into the area of protecting your praise. You have to protect your praise. When you praise, that means that you are stating something to be of high honor. If you're going to say to God be the glory, you got to protect that statement. If you're going to say, I'm going to trust God no matter what, you have to protect that statement. You have to protect that praise. And God say, I'm going to give you a protected praise. I'm going to give you the protection of your praise. I'm going to give you, how are you going to do that? Because in the midst of your praise, I'm going to give you the power, the authority to begin to declare and to decree the things that be not as though they were. I'm going to give you a protected praise. I'm not going to let you just praise me, amen, and not give you authority. I'm going to give you authority with your praise. I'm going to give you a protected praise where you'll be able to not only say God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, and God is the one that's going to save my husband. God is the one that's going to save my wife or save my son or save my daughter. God is the one that's going to heal my loved one. Why? Because he has given me authority to speak those things that be not as though there were. Some of y'all are scared to praise because you're like, I don't want to be boosted up for a big letdown. The devil is a lie. God is giving you a protection over your declaration. He's giving you protection over your praise. And there are some of you right now, there's no way, amen, you ought to be losing your praise. Not this today, Tuesday. You shouldn't. 2 days ago was Sunday. God gave you a word. God touch you around the altar. There's no way, amen, you should be around here, amen, losing your praise. God has protected you. I would keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is what? Stayed on me. Can we say that again? Y'all help me say it. I would keep him in perfect peace. That was good, y'all. I would keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me. God say, I'm going to protect you. Anytime your mind is on somebody, you always talk about him. It ain't just you thinking about him. It's you talking about him. You know, I tell y'all what. Y'all remember when y'all first started dating? Y'all remember that? Y'all remember your first boyfriend, your first girlfriend? I don't want you to say nothing because you might be riding with your husband or wife. All right, but you remember the first time you started, amen, dating the first person you fell in love with? Every time somebody see you, you talking about Micah. Every time they see you, oh, me and Micah going to the store. Me and Micah going this. Me and Micah went to the movies. Me and Micah did this. Every time somebody turn around, you and Micah, if they call your phone, back then they didn't have two-way, so your phone was busy. When they finally reached you, oh, me and Micah was on the phone. Every time they turn around, you talking about Michael. Yes, Michael, 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 Michael. You know, they say, are you tired of talking about Michael? That's what God is saying. I'm going to protect anybody that talk about me, amen, like somebody talk about Michael. I'll protect you. I will protect anybody that talk about me. Are y'all listening to me? I'm going to protect anybody that's that in love with me. I'm going to protect your praise. You know, you start speaking well of God. You start recommending God. You start commending God on his strange strategies. You start, amen, just telling God how much you love him. God say, I'm going to protect your praise. I'm going to protect you. I'm not going to let evil befall you. You think it's evil because you lost your job? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you just getting ready. You just being set up for a greater blessing. You think it's evil because you lost your house? You being set up for a greater blessing. Devil can't control your blessing. The devil ain't got that kind of power. You know, he can huff, he can puff, but the kind of joy that God is going to give you, devil can't control that. I'm trying to tell you right now, God is going to protect your praise. I dare you to start praising God. Don't you be fearful about it. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and of a sound mind. God is giving you power, amen, to speak praise. Not praise over a car, not praise over a house, praise about him. I mean, how good he is. Don't you know David was praising God when he said, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. There go the introduction, the praise right there. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. What you mean? He didn't say, amen, my shepherd. He said, the Lord. The reason why he called him Lord, because he's the ruler of all things. Shepherd, because he leads everything. He started praising God from the very utterance of the Lord is my shepherd. Then he got bad with it, y'all, and say, I shall not want. Translation, say, I don't have no need to want for nothing. And then David started getting better with it. And he said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures, not pastures. Now, do we take that like this right here, David? In other words, he will show you sometimes where your eating and your feeding was. Then there are other times where you didn't realize, amen, you were stepping right in the midst of your wealthy place, and he told you to stop right there. There go your wealth, right there, right there. Where is that? Under your foot. Move. There it is, right there. God have to show you where your wealth is. Sometimes God have to make you lose apartment so you can move in your house. He had to make you lie down in green pastures. You weren't even looking for no house until those people started acting up. You know, well, I paid my rent. Why y'all talking to me like that? God said, I had to go, amen, and stir up some stuff to make you go and lie down in green pastures. And then he said, he leadeth me beside still waters. Beside still waters. God is going to take you in a place of safety. He's going to protect you so much that even when others around you, amen, are going through some crazy stuff, God say, I am going to protect you. I am going to protect you. When others are failing, when others look like they're trying to get themselves together, God say, I am going to protect you. Glory to God. I am going to protect you. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. I feel like God is up to something right now. And you right now, you don't let nothing interrupt your praise. See, all of this, those of you that say, I'm aggravated, Pastor, I'm going through a problem, or I'm just aggravated, I don't want to be around nobody right now. Don't you understand the devil trying to rob you of your praise? Don't you understand right now the enemy is trying to rob you of your praise? He's trying to get you off beat. He's trying to stop you from praising God. How you going to praise God if you agitated and aggravated? How you going to praise God, amen, if you frustrated and you done stayed up all night long and now you half sleep and half woke, and here it is Tuesday. It's only 1 o'clock, almost 2 o'clock, and here you are half sleep, no energy. Amen. Here you are, amen, don't want to talk to nobody. The devil is trying to rob you of your praise. That's what he's after, your praise. He's after your praise, woman. He's after your praise. It ain't got to do with people. You meet people with attitudes every day. And why is it that some days you shake them off, but the day all of a sudden you can't shake it off? Because the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. He wants your praise. How many times can I say that? Amen. Well, it just dawned on you like, you know what? I am not going to allow the rest of my day to be overtaken by a thief. I am not going to allow the rest of my day. Amen. I'm not going to allow the rest, amen, of this hour to be overtaken by the thief. Amen. Where he want to take my praise. I'm going to give God the praise right now. I'm going to give God praise right now. I'm going to lift my hands up. I'm going to free my spirit. I'm going to free my mind. And I'm going to speak well of the Lord. That's what it means, praise. That's what it means to bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. You know, listen, I will bless the Lord at all times in his praise. Somebody is giving God the praise right now. I need some first-time, amen, viewers, amen, to say this is the first time, Pastor, that I'm viewing you. I'm going to give God praise. I need some first-time listeners on Block Talk and EXY, amen. Send me a text and say this is the first time, but, Pastor, I'm going to give God praise. I'm not going to let nothing. God has given me authority. He's given me protected praise. I have authority to rebuke the devil. I have authority to come out from the place, amen, where I am. I'm not going to hang around in Lodabar. I'm not going to hang around in a cave. I'm going to give my praise. I'm going to give God my praise. So, God, I have authority. Protected praise. God has given me protected praise. I have authority to change my atmosphere. Listen, when you change your atmosphere, you're going to jump up from where you are, and you're going to start going to look for your house. You ain't going to be thinking about no devil taking your house. Do you know how many houses out there? You're going to jump up from there. When you start giving God praise, you're going to go back, amen, to where you left from, and you're going to declare the righteousness of God. When you get home, you're going to declare the peace of God. It ain't going to be you riding around and talking about, I don't want to go home because, you know, when I get there, just a spirit that fight me. The devil is a liar. When you go home today, you're going to declare praise in the midst of your dwelling. Listen to me. I speak as a man of God. I speak as a prophet of God. I speak to every one of you that are listening to my voice right now. Every person that are listening to me. I speak as a prophet of God, and I'm telling you right now to declare authority over your praise, in the midst of your praise, among your praise, along with your praise. Declare authority. Decree and declare. Give God praise right now. As many names as you can think, amen, that will bless the name of the Lord and give God praise, you do it right now. Above the hand clap, amen. I want this to be part of your character today. I want this to be part of your language today. Amen. How much time we got? Glory to God. 4 minutes. I want this to be a part, amen, of your personality. I want this to be part of your lingo, amen, of your jargon, to give God praise right now. Say he's awesome. Say he's mighty. Amen. Somebody say he's Yahweh. Somebody just told me he's El Shaddai. I want you to think of his many names. Amen. Somebody say he's amazing. That's what the devil don't want you to do. He don't want you to start saying these things, amen, about God. He don't want you to bless the name of the Lord. He don't want these praises to come out. Glory to God. Somebody say he's Alpha and Omega. Glory to God. He's the beginning and the ending. Amen. When you give God praise, glory to God. Somebody else say he's I am that I am. That's right. He's the same I am that's going to bring you out. He's the same I am that put you in it, and he's the same I am that's going to get you out of it. That's the kind of God that we serve. Listen to me very carefully. I need you to go to the website, amen, and just go, amen, and just give me a message, prayer request, and then go to HurricaneJohnsonMinistries.org. HurricaneJohnsonMinistries.org. Hurricane Johnson Ministry, send me a message. Then those of you that are listening to me, I want you to be in close contact with me, because I believe that we're going to progress in this week of prayer and fasting. We're going to progress in these broadcasts. But I want you to protect your praise with authority. Speak authority. You need to start speaking some stuff right now. Speak some things right now. You know the enemy is trying to rob you of your joy. I'm not talking about happiness. This joy that I'm talking about, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. I want you right now to declare victory over that. Also, meet me. Meet me at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Amen. Y'all put that up for me. 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Zip code is 33309. We'll be there. Our next service is Thursday at it. You got to be there now. You got to be there. We'll tell you more about it tomorrow and Thursday, but I believe that God is up to something. I just felt something right now. I decree an unusual blessing in the next 7 hours. An unusual blessing for somebody that need a miracle. An unusual blessing. I just felt it right now. I decree an unusual blessing in Jesus' name. Receive it right now. In Jesus' name, receive it. Right now, in Jesus' name, receive it. I declare this unusual blessing to overtake you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Well, I've enjoyed talking to you all. My name is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. Every day I'm here broadcasting on these same social media, stations and WXY at 1:30 to 2 p.m., amen, every day. I look forward to talking to you all on tomorrow's broadcast. Until our next broadcast, this is Hurricane Johnson. Leave with these words: hope need not die, because help is on the way.